This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Khimire with the news. The headlines first. The filing of complaints against candidates who filed candidacy yesterday for March 5th elections ongoing today. High-level delegation of Chinese Communist Party arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow. And a South Korean court sentenced former Prime Minister Han Duck-soon to 23 years in prison on charges related to former President Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law in 2024. Now the news in detail. The filing of complaints against candidates who registered their nomination papers for the House of Representatives election is ongoing today. According to the election schedule, complaints can be filed from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today against candidates whose nomination papers are found ineligible. Complaints can be submitted to the election officer of the concerned constituency. Assistant spokesperson of the Election Commission, Kul Bahadur GC, said the nomination papers and registered complaints will be scrutinized from 3 p.m. today to 5 p.m. tomorrow. The list of eligible candidates will then be published between 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow itself. Candidates may withdraw their nominations from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday. The final list of candidates will be published from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. The election symbols will be allocated from, again, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday itself. According to the Commission, a total of 3,486 candidates have registered so far, including 3,089 men, just 396 women and one third gender candidate. Women make up only 12% of candidates in the first past the post election for the House of Representatives, despite a constitutional provision ensuring 33% women participation. Out of 3,484 candidates contesting in 165 constituencies, the number of women remains very low, according to the Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattrai. Political parties have met the 33% requirement mainly through the proportional representation system, not the first-past-the-post seats. Among major political parties, the Nepali Congress has fielded 11 women candidates, while CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party have each nominated 8 women. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has fielded 13 women and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party 9. Overall, the number of women candidates is lower than in the previous election. Women's rights activists say political parties continue to sideline women in winnable constituencies, stressing that meaningful representation in the House of Representatives is essential. Legal experts argue that if parties continue to limit women only to proportional seats, the law itself may need amendment to ensure greater participation of women in the first-past-the-post elections. A high-level delegation of the Communist Party of China, CPC, is arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow. The delegation will be led by Director of Nepal Affairs Unit at the International Department of the CPC, Cheng Yoya. The team is scheduled to stay in Nepal for 3 days. During the visit, the delegation is expected to hold cordial meetings with various political forces in Nepal. The Indian government has gifted 61 vehicles to Nepal for the election purpose. The Indian Embassy in Nepal handed over the vehicles to Nepal amid a program organized at the Home Ministry yesterday. Total of 61 vehicles were brought in the first phase, and the number would increase later, according to the spokesperson at Home Ministry, Ananda Kafle. He added that the Indian government had pledged to provide 388 vehicles to Nepal. Home Minister Om Prakash Ariel informed that Nepal received 61 vehicles yesterday from the total of 388 vehicles India was planning to hand over to Nepal before the election. He expressed gratitude to India for such support in need. The vehicles would be utilized for making smooth management of the election, according to the Home Minister. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A South Korean court has sentenced former Prime Minister Han Duk-soo to 23 years in prison on charges related to former President Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law in December 2024. According to the BBC, the Seoul Central District Court found Han guilty of playing a key role in creating the appearance of a cabinet meeting that enabled the declaration of martial law. The court said his actions amounted to a top-down insurrection and that he had failed to uphold his democratic responsibility, despite holding a senior constitutional position. The court said Han's actions put South Korea at risk of returning to a period where democratic rights and the liberal order could be undermined. He was found guilty of perjury and of creating false official documents. Han denied all charges except partial perjury. At 76 years old, Han became the first former cabinet minister to be convicted by a lower court in a case directly linked to the martial law declaration. He was taken into custody immediately after the verdict. The Supreme Court noted that the ruling is expected to be appealed up to the Supreme Court. U.S. President Donald Trump has reiterated his position on Greenland, saying there was no possibility of reversing his stance and that Greenland was essential. Speaking at a news conference at the White House, he declined to clarify how far he was willing to go to take control of the territory, indicating that his position would become clear in time. According to the BBC, Trump said several meetings related to Greenland were scheduled and expressed confidence that the issue would be resolved positively. Meanwhile, speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, French President Emmanuel Macron warned that the world was moving towards a situation without clear rules, while Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said the previous global order was unlikely to return. Trump's scheduled trip to Davos was briefly disrupted after Air Force One returned due to a minor electrical issue. The White House said he would travel to Davos on another aircraft. Responding to questions about NATO, Trump said no other U.S. president had contributed more to the alliance and maintained that NATO would remain satisfied, adding that Greenland was necessary for global security. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. Mist and fog will persist at some places over the Terai region even afternoon. The weather will be partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi province and Gandaki province, while the rest of the country will have mainly fair weather. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. The filing of complaints against candidates who filed candidacy yesterday for the March 5th election ongoing today. High-level delegation of Chinese Communist Party arriving in Kathmandu tomorrow. And a South Korean court sentenced former Prime Minister Han Duk-soo to 23 years in prison on charges related to former President Yoon Suk-yeol's declaration of martial law in 2024. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.